Dorothy watches as Prospero goes through the crowd. He touches almost everyone close to him in one way or another. A soft caress of a breast here, a gentle squeeze of an ass there. Sometimes he'd stop, kiss their necks, rubbing both hands up and down their sides. Some people, however, he penetrated. He'd walk up, stand them up, bend them over, and stick his penis in them, which was somehow hard by the time they bent over. Sometimes it was just a finger or a thumb. Sometimes he'd put a toe in. He kept going, penetrating a few, fondling many. And Dorothy was intrigued and she followed. She followed him and she noticed he'd stopped and had somebody. She saw a shock of curly blonde hair as the head went down and the dress went up. He put his face down there, and as Dorothy watched and walked closer, she could see that it was Alice. She'd know that ass anywhere. But it was Alice and Prospero, and he had her spread wide. And at first she thought he was licking her pussy, but as she got closer she saw that he wasn't. He was nosing her tight little sphincter. Not putting it in, just nosing around a little bit, like a hog looking for a truffle. Dorothy was wet. She walked up behind Prince Prospero, lifted her dress, she wasn't wearing any panties, and rubbed. She put her pussy on him at the top of his leg and rode it down, rubbing her pussy, her wet pussy, all up and down his leg. And as she got down to the bottom, her face was on his thigh. She could smell her pussy and see the tingle of it, the glisten of it on his thigh, and she licked it off. Dorothy's a funky bitch, man.